bring you The Witch's Tale, written and produced by Alonzo Dean Cole. Now let us join old Nancy and Satan, her wise black cat.
Hannah, I'm 13 year old I'll be today. Yes, sir. Hannah, I'm 13 year old. That's right, Satan. Tell folks to douse out them lights so we can get right down to business. Now draw up to the fire and gaze into the embers. Gaze into them deep, and soon you'll be with us in old Kentucky. Thou amongst the mountains, folks know how to hate, and thou hate no law except the gun. A yarn about a feud is what they're telling you tonight. The feud between the Greenways and the Morrows, who's been killing one another for 100 years. We call this story with the title of A Happy Ending. A happy ending.
Bring him in.
All right, boy.
Put him there on the bed.
Yes, ma'am.
You women folks quit your crying. It's my man being brung home dead, not yours. And it's only time for tears when the one who killed him is 6 feet under the earth. It was Ma shot my native boy.
Yes, it's the Luke boy.
Don't see him do it.
No, but Nate was still living when we found him. You have time to speak Luke's name before he died.
Yes, Nate pistol, Miss Greenway. It was laying at his side.
Fully loaded, not a cottage fire, which means he never had a chance.
Oh, he noticed that. The sheriff's after Luke right now.
Sheriff? Since when does a Greenway call from the law?
But it's a many morrows. There ain't no Greenways left except you and Clint.
Me and Clint's enough. Miss Foster, when you drive to town, when you have the station agent telegraph my son, you know what to do, you ask.
Yes, what you want, I should put in the telegram.
Yes, sir. They killed your pappy. Bring your gun.
Clint's been away from these hills 5 years, Miss Greenway. The city and his school and mayor changed.
The Greenway never changes for a moral is concerned.
Hi there. You old darky men, come here.
Yes, yes.
Coming right
now. Yeah, yeah, we started coming. We see you all get off the train.
Lordy, yeah.
You're
the first passenger for this
here
water tank, and I on 2 miles.
Yeah, you all get off here on purpose?
I reckon I did, Uncle. Can you all tell me where I can hire a car, a horse, to take me up in the hills?
Whereabouts in your head
does
y'all
want to
go?
Why, up for the Gap.
Ain't no place around here to hide nothing, sir. If y'all want to go to the Gap, then you have to walk.
I was sort of afeard of that. Well, just thought I'd ask. Good day.
Hey, wait a minute, boys, white man. I hear a car coming. Maybe somebody will give you a lift part way.
Lord of mercy, it's Miss Bessie in the river. She'll take you within 2 miles of the gap.
Sure as you will. Oh, Miss Bessie.
Oh, wait, I can't ask a woman.
She'll be glad to do it. Oh, Miss Bessie. Miss Bessie.
What do you want?
This your city man, Miss Bessie.
He just got off at the train.
He wanted to go to the Gap.
Hop in, stranger. You're glad to take me near the community.
Well, it's mighty kind of you, miss, but I really can't.
Oh, sure. Just a neighborly thing to do. Throw your grip sack in the bag and sit here in front of me.
You both will throw your baggage, sir.
I'm certainly much obliged to you, miss.
Not so. See, you got a gun case there. You all come to these hills for hunting?
Yes, sir. I've come here for hunting.
Got your bags in, boss.
Oh, much obliged. Here.
Thank you, boss.
Yes, he's much obliged to you.
Bye, boss, Uncle Abe. See you all later.
Bye, baby.
Bye, boss, white man.
Hot dog, boss. He'd give you and me all this.
He real folks here.
Look like I see it somewhere, folks.
Me too, but we ain't never seen no folks around here with city clothes like him.
Why, he want to go to the gas? Moo!
Huh?
That's where the Greenway cabin is. They say Clint Greenway's coming home.
Lordy! Clint Greenway's who that white man is. He's been away 5 years. We didn't know him.
Come to hunt the man who killed his cabin.
Good Lord Almighty! And we just sent him in that car with Miss Bess Morrow.
Here as far as I can take you, mister.
I'm certainly much glad for all your kindness.
Not at all. Sorry I can't drive you right to where you're going.
I reckon no car can go any further past that ridge. There's not much of a road from there on to the Gap.
How do you know that? I thought you was a stranger to these hills.
Well, I have friends who told me things about them.
You're a funny fella. Most men I know like to talk about themselves. You ain't said a word about who you are or what you're doing the 2 hours we've been driving.
Well, maybe I've been waiting for you to talk about yourself.
These here roads are so bad, if I got talking and thinking about anything else except driving, we'd be over the side of a cliff by this time.
This cliff we're on the edge of now is sure dandy.
Straight down 300 feet from the ridge up there. Ain't the view beautiful, though?
Sure is.
You ain't looking at the view, you looking at me.
Oh, I wasn't mistaken.
you're blushing. Actually blushing. I'm used to men looking at me, but I never seen one turn red before when I spoke about it. I'm good looking, ain't I?
You're very beautiful.
You're awful nice. And a sweet lot.
Sweet lot?
Uh-huh. You ain't been around girls much, have you?
Well, I ain't never had very much time.
Oh, I knew it. You ain't spoiled. How old are you?
22.
That so?
Uh-huh.
I'm 19.
That so?
Uh-huh. Land's sake. Here we are at the ridge.
Yeah. This is where I have to get out and leave you. I kind of hate to.
I kind of hate to have
you. Suppose I must, though. We don't go the same way from here on.
No. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too. Well, much obliged for the lift.
Say, you must be hungry after this long ride. I am. I got a little snack in the back. If you ain't in a hurry, we could sit down and have a picnic.
Oh, I'm in no hurry, and I'm terrible hungry.
Well, let me shut off this motor, then. Now, you fish in the back and find a lunch. There it is, right side the gun case.
Oh, I found it here.
Here, give it to me. I'll unwrap it careful and use the paper for a tablecloth.
There's a good place to spread it.
Yeah. Isn't this ridge a beautiful spot? I come here often. It's so romantic-like.
Oh, it has a romantic history. This here is Lover's Leap.
How do you know folks call it Lover's Leap?
Well, I... Friend, have told.
Seems them friends of yours have told you a lot about these, didn't they?
Well, everybody's heard about Lover's Leap on account of the legend.
You mean the story told about it?
Yeah, about the Indian boy and girl 300 years ago jumped from its edge and were killed upon the rocks below.
Well, they killed themselves because they loved each other. And the folks tried to keep them apart.
Yes.
They said round here they're ghosts past this ridge after sundown. It's awful bad luck to see them. Because the only pierce of them was approaching death.
I've heard that.
Sad story, ain't it? All my stories better when they have a happy ending.
So do I. story's where the lovers get married at the end.
Yes, they live happy ever after. I want to be like that.
So do I.
You and me agreed by a lot of things, don't we?
Uh-huh. I'm glad.
So am I. Sure, I even started to unwrap this one. Yeah, let's sit down. The gun case popping around on these sandwiches didn't do many good, but I reckon... What you looking at, Mr. Finefoot?
Guess it'll sound sort of foolish. It's only a few hours since I met you for the first time, yet I was thinking it seems as though I'd known you always.
What? I was thinking the same about you.
I'm glad.
So am I.
You say you come often to this ridge, and can I see you here again sometime?
I come here most every day around sunset.
I'll be here every day around sunset.
I'll Well, ain't it crazy us talking out like this and making things while we don't even know each other's names?
That's so. I heard the doctors back there call you Miss Bess, and well, the rest of your name just didn't seem to match.
You can call me Bess if you want.
I'd like to.
I ain't heard no part of your name yet.
I didn't introduce myself on purpose when we met, because I don't want certain folks to know I'm a new kid. Beth, I hope you'll forgive me for lying to you. No friend told me about these mountains. I was born here. My mother's cabin's at the gap. But, Beth, what's the matter?
You're Clint
Greenway. Yes. But
I'm out of nowhere.
Yes, what's the matter? Beth, come back here. Wait.
Let me go. Take your hands off me. I'm out of nowhere. We never could be friends.
Oh, but why can't we? Tell me, what's the matter?
Nothing. Except my name is Mara.
Mara?
I thought that snake would let me go. Yeah. Hank Mara's daughter. His brother, my Uncle Luke, is the man your ma's accusing of having killed Chapaffy. My blood kin's the reason you come back to these hills and brought a gun. Goodbye, mister. I reckon neither one of us will keep that appointment to meet on this ridge around sunset.
Wait, don't go.
The quicker I go, the better. Nothing can change the Moras and the Greenwoods where each other is concerned.
Yeah, something can change it. Something has changed me. I can't bear to think I won't see you anymore. I can't hate you. I gotta know you don't hate me.
Let me go.
No. Not till you say we'll meet again as friends. Oh, I don't care whether I've known you 2 hours or 2 years. I don't care what your name is. Beth, I... Yeah, I couldn't help myself. I don't know what's happened to me. Yes, I think I love you.
I think I love you.
Yes.
But we can't. Our kin will stand between us. We'll be just like them Indian lovers.
No, we won't. For us, there's going to be a happy ending.
Come see me and Satan next time I have a birthday, and we'll tell you about that happy ending.
And produced by Alonzo Dean Cole. And now let us join old Nancy and Satan, her wise black cat.
Hannah, I'm 3 years old.
I be today?
Yes, sir. Hannah, I'm 3 years old.
Satan, tell folks to douse out them lights. And it's been the finish of that pretty little yarn. We started last time. That's it. Now we told you how them two southern families, the Greenways and the Morrows, had been a-hating one another for a long, long time. And how when young Clint Greenway, who was away at college, got a telegram saying his father had been killed by Luke Morrow, he just packed up his gun and started home for revenge. But before he got there, he met and fell in love with Luke's niece, Bessie. They exchanged their first kiss at a place called Lover's Leap, where an Indian boy and girl once jumped to death because their throats wouldn't let them marry. And it said their ghosts appear to people who are gonna die themselves. Draw up to the fire and gaze into them both. Gaze into them deep, and soon you'll be with us again amongst the hills of old Kentucky. Soon you'll hear the finish of our yarn, which we call the happy ending. A happy ending.
I don't care who her kin is, Ma. We're going to be married.
Now, so that's how you spent your time these 2 weeks since you come home. A-courting her instead of hunting down the man who shot your pappy. Planning to marry him, Ma, instead of watching for a chance to kill one.
Ma.
Don't call me Ma. You're no longer a son of mine. You're no Greenway. I'm ashamed I ever pawned you.
No, wait. You got to hear me and try to understand.
I do understand. You're a coward. A traitor to your kin.
That's not true.
Oh, your pappy is Lynn's grave, put all by her blood uncle.
We don't know that. There ain't no proof that Luke Marr did it.
No proof?
No.
For 100 years, his kin's been at war with ours.
Yeah, and that's all you have, to base an accusation. No one saw him fire the shot. A dozen people swear he was miles away that day.
Oh,
I've heard that Pappy's dying whisper sounded like Luke's name.
Yes.
But it may not have been a name he tried to speak. And if it was, there's 20 Lukes around here who might have had a grudge against it. Nobody stopped to figure that.
Luke Morrow shot your pappy. Kill my man, I say. He shot him down without no warning. Your pappy's pistol won't even fire. And you willing to let him live so he can take his niece for wife?
I'm not willing to let him live if he really did it.
No!
It's for the law to try. For the law to punish if he's guilty.
Law of Greenway calling on the law?
That's just what I'm doing. Luke's giving himself up to it.
What do you mean?
I've been to see Hank Marl. His daughter's happiness is more important than an old-time grudge to him. He's contented that Beth and me marry. We've shaken hands.
You and Amar shaking hands?
Yeah. For us, the feud has ended. It's an act of peace between us. He's persuaded Luke to come from hiding and go and stand fair trial. Luke will be in the sheriff's hands tomorrow.
He'll be safe in jail tomorrow. Safe where nobody can get him.
No one's going to try to get him. The feud has ended. I'm leaving justice to the law. Oh, Ma, won't you be like Bessie's father and give you blessing instead of cursing her? I love her like you love her. You and me is the only Greenways left. I'm all you have. You all I have, except in bed. I want you both. Ma, let me bring her here tomorrow with her father. Can you and him shake hands? Please.
Tomorrow you can bring Hank Marr and his gal here.
Marr?
And Luke.
Why, Luke?
You, Eddie's giving his step up to the law. I want to see him do it.
You want to see the sheriff take
it? I want to see that Luke gets justice.
Then you'll shake hands with Hank and take in Bessie as your daughter?
Marr, you bring Luke before me. I'll do anything you want.
Oh, Marr. I told Bessie you'd see things our way.
I told her for us there'd be a happy ending.
Almost to the cabin, honey. In a minute, Ma and you'll be friends.
Ain't it wonderful, Pete? How things are turning out. We're going to have a happy ending. Just like lovers, didn't
we? I told you I'd persuade our kin not to stand between us.
But you sure didn't shake the soap on the ridge last night. It was only shadows.
Oh, of course they were. Just clouds of mist.
They looked so like ghostly shadows. Like the ghosts of them Indian lovers.
But that was just your imagination, honey. Get those ghosts right out of your mind. No place for anything but sunshine there today. All our trouble's over now. See, we're almost clear. You can see our cabin over yonder.
We better wake you up with Pa and Uncle Luke.
Well, they're coming right behind
us. Your mother going to have the sheriff with us?
He's probably in the cabin now. She said she'd send everything.
We're waiting for you, Travis. Hurry up.
We're coming, Bessie. You better go ahead, Clint, and call your ma outside.
No. You stay here with us, Greenway. I ain't taking chances.
Uncle Luke, Clint's sworn to you.
Well, I still can't understand why I should be coming here to give myself to the sheriff. I'm up here to stand fair trial for a killing I can prove I had no hand in. But it's hard for me to trust a Greenway.
The feud is ended, Uncle Luke. Clint and me is going to be married.
I swear that everything's just like I told you. Ma only wants to see you stand fair trial of the law.
Clint's the only Greenway left outside his Ma. There's plenty of us tomorrow, Luke. He knows his life wouldn't be worth a cop a penny if he tried to double cross us. Now, come on.
Yeah, all right.
Call your mother and the sheriff to come out from the cabin.
Yeah, and call them here. I don't step out into that clearing while a rifle may be sighted on me from a door or
Uncle
window.
Luke.
Oh, it's all right, Jeff. I'll do like you want. Oh, Ma. Ma, we're here. Come on out and bring the sheriff.
And come out without no gun, Taylor, like we've come here to her.
There she is.
And you can see she's got no rifle.
Come on, Luke.
Wait. I don't see no sheriff with her.
Where's the sheriff, Ma? You said you'd have him here.
Why, I must have seen. You, Ma, can't you think of Greenway and Orton?
Ma, that ain't Pete talk.
I don't blame her, Luke, for you smoking here like you was afraid of one lone woman. Come on now.
All right.
Here we are, Miss Greenway. Come in peace and friendship. To end the war that's been between us.
Hey!
Look out!
She's got the pistol from her
throat. Ma! Throw down that gun! Don't shoot!
Ah! Oh! He shot him!
Oh, killed my brother.
Just like he killed my man. But the son never gave him a chance to fire. What hold up, friend? I see that Luke got shot through
him. He's the snake who lied to us. He brought us here for this.
I swear.
Look for yourself, Miss Greenway. I'm gunning for you. And I shoot on sight, listen to
me. Come on, let me tell you. Up there. Beth.
Please. Please.
Oh. I paid my debt of vengeance. This Greenway never changes for moral concern.
Beth. My Beth.
Beth, you've come at last.
You take me in your arms. That's right. Hold me tight.
No, every night I've been here at this ridge hoping for a sight of you, praying that you'd come.
This is the first chance I've had to get away without Pa knowing.
You still love me, Beth. You don't believe I had a hand in the awful thing Ma did.
Of course I don't. Of course I love you. Pa's going to kill you, Clint. You've got to get away.
I know. Ain't no way I can fight him. He's your father. But I don't go away from here without you.
Why do you think I'm here tonight? I come to go with you, wherever you may take me.
I hope you'd say that. And we'll start right now. It's midnight. 5 hours' walk will bring us to the railroad. There's a train at Kent that'll take us into Lexington.
And we'll be married then, just as soon as we get in.
Yeah, in spite of all you kin and mine, you and me is going to have our happy ending.
Clint. Look. On the edge of the ridge.
Oh. It's only clouds and mist, Beth.
No. I've seen as plain as I see you. Indian lovers.
No, it's only shadows there. Just shadows.
It ain't. You see the same as me. And you see it too.
No.
They're standing hand in hand upon the edge. The ghosts. Folks only see. The before they die.
No. Come on. Come on. Let's get away.
There's something moving amongst them trees.
Two
more.
Oh. You got speed. Come on, Beth.
Wait. Don't go over here. Now that I've found you.
Come on,
Beth. Oh, wait. Wait, Cliff. I ain't seen you since that day. Oh, what does it matter? Whether I was right or wrong, it's done. You are my soul. You and me is the only Greenways left. Oh, I don't ask you to forgive. I only want you not to hate your mother.
Come on,
dear. Glenn, please. Oh, I won't do you no more harm.
Here, sir. Here, eight killing women.
Stop! Hey, Mom!
Ah, you kept it here.
I said I'd shoot on sight.
No! No! I love him!
Bessie! Max!
Oh, it's stop! I wanted you to save him.
Mom, I shot my daughter. Oh, my little girl, my baby, Ma. Oh, Bessie. Oh,
Bessie. I wish you, Austin, could never let us help.
Yes, don't die. Don't leave me. My little girl,
I didn't mean.
No. And you killed her. You two. You and her father fired the shot. And you, my mother, gave cause to do it.
Oh,
go away. Don't dare to touch her. She's not yours. She's mine.
Will you listen to me?
Leave us alone. You've both done all you can. Now Beth and I are going to be free.
Beth, honey. Tonight we saw them Indian lovers standing hand in hand together on this cliff. Looks as though they'd found their happy ending. So I reckon we'll find out.
Oh, get back! I'm looking for the rocket tree!
Come back! Come back!
Get back!
With her!
My
little girl!
They cried below.
Oh, may God forgive us.
Oh, happy end. Happy end.
The best of thing is of our yarn about a happy ending, Satan. And maybe it was a happy ending after all. Yeah.